Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has hosted a symposium in Changsha to promote the development of the country's central region. He stressed the role of central China as an important base for grain production, energy, raw materials, and modern equipment manufacturing. President Xi advocated for leading industrial innovation with technological advancements, fostering new quality productive forces, and promoting new industrialization. China started revising the industry catalog of sectors encouraging foreign investment. The country's top economic planner says it'll engage in extensive communication with foreign chambers of commerce and enterprises during the process. He says the revision will focus on the manufacturing sector as one of the priorities for attracting foreign investment. Officials say China will step up support for advanced manufacturing, advanced technology, energy conservation, and more. The inaugural meeting of the China-EU Financial Working Group is convened in Beijing. Chinese Central Bank Governor Pan Gongsheng and EU Ambassador to China Jorge Toledo delivered opening remarks at the two-day event. The discussions encompassed a broad range of topics, including the financial regulatory framework and market access for financial institutions. Both parties concurred that the working group can function as a vital communication channel for policymakers. The China-EU Financial Working Group was established during the 10th China-EU High-Level Economic and Trade Dialogue in 2023. The third International Democracy Forums concluded in Beijing. Officials and experts discuss how democracy should fit the needs of the modern digital age and the strengthening of the global South. Dong Shui has more.
As the forum wrapped up in Beijing, it released its final global survey report, which said that respondents from 23 countries agreed more with the statement that countries should choose a democracy and modernization model that's suitable for their own national conditions because of their different national conditions and stages of development, indicating that respondents from all countries agree that there are many ways to achieve democracy and it is impossible to be uniform across the globe.
25 strategic enterprises have signed agreements to become partners of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government. The enterprises come from industries such as life and health technology, artificial intelligence, fintech, advanced manufacturing, and new energy. Among them, six are from the United States, with the rest from the Chinese mainland. In the coming years, these enterprises will invest more than 40 billion Hong Kong dollars in the city and create over 13,000 jobs. China's launched a new relay satellite to provide Earth-Moon communication services. This marks a key step for the country's future lunar exploration missions, such as retrieving samples from the far side of the moon and exploring the lunar South Pole region. The satellite, dubbed Chuiqiao 2, has entered a planned orbit. Officials say the satellite needs to undergo a series of important maneuvers before it enters its targeted elliptical orbit around the moon to become the world's second relay satellite deployed beyond Earth. Sunya has more.
China's Chang'e 4 probe became the world's first spacecraft to soft-land it on the moon's far side with the touchdown in 2019. And the Chang'e 6 mission is expected to launch within the first half of this year. After the Wednesday launch, in time, the Chuiqiao 2 satellite will carry out in-orbit communication tests with Chang'e 4 and ground-to-space communication tests with Chang'e 6 and determine whether the relay satellite is able to support Chang'e 6's sample retrieval mission from the far side of the moon.
Qatar says it takes a cautiously optimistic stance on Gaza ceasefire talks. Israel's Mossad intelligence agency chief David Barnea, who arrived in Doha on Monday for a new round of talks, has already left the city. However, the Qatari foreign minister says talks will continue between technical teams. The ministry also cautions against the risk of an Israeli attack on Rafah, saying any operation in the southernmost city of the Gaza Strip will bring disaster. The U.S. Supreme Court's rejected an emergency request by the Joe Biden administration, allowing the state of Texas to temporarily enforce a controversial immigration law. The law allows Texas police to arrest migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.